This is Jason Nevro. You're listening to Cohen Meander. And I finally got, I think I've got my rig set up. Now, I know that as soon as I say this, that's when everything goes batty and I can't accomplish what I want to do. But that's just life. What are you going to do? I never know what I'm going to call something until I'm done with it, and then I just put a name on it, and it doesn't really matter what the name really is. It just has to be different from anything I've done before. And I'm really impressed by the gas prices. Now, I do know that a lot of what got the gas prices down is the people who were in government, the Democrats, Biden, Harris, whatever, you know, I think they were doing whatever they could to get the gas prices down. Now, nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to talk about that, especially on mainstream media, because it's so owned by the powers that be. And, you know, rule number one is don't say anything bad. I always have rule number ones. I don't know if I have any rule number twos. Anyway, that all these things just kind of happen. And our gas prices went down, and I think they were doing that because they were wanting to tell people that the economy was in good shape. And everything has gotten much more expensive. And the cost to transport things to a certain extent has been part of that. I'm not saying it's all of it, but it's a significant enough part that I think people will see some prices go down once the new administration, who's run by Donald Trump and people like him, and he wants these guys going out and drilling for oil. He wants us to be not only oil independent, but be the major oil supplier in the world to everybody else. You know, and you go, is that a good position to be in? Yes. The other party was very much into, oh, no, we need to be good. We need to be nice people in the whole world. You know, everybody in the world needs to be our friend. You go, oh, we're friendly with them. It says, but, yeah, we're not going to let them destroy our economy. You know, China has gotten itself, and I think India is kind of ramping up to try to, or other countries are ramping up to kind of take China's old place as the producer of extremely cheap goods. And I think the United States, to a certain extent, wants to stop that now and say, no, no, no. I don't know if it's ideology, a political position that, which is Jeffersonian, really. It was one that was mostly, you know, if I ever have questions about things, I try to figure out what Thomas Jefferson thought about them, and then figure out if that's what I want to do. And let me tell you, by and large, every time Jefferson thought something up, I find that it meshes well with how I think. I hope I'm not just a sounding board for saying, yeah, go Thomas Jefferson. I'm not very Lincolnian, I think Lincoln got us into big troubles. And I think his war posturing was really bad, so I'm not a real fan of that either. Anyway, so yeah, Jeffersonian. And so I tend to be a classical liberal, which is really interesting because it bears almost no relationship with what people say being liberal is today. It just doesn't bear any resemblance to it. So I don't know. I don't know exactly how to figure that sort of situation, you know? They go, are you a liberal? And I go, I'm a classical liberal. And they go, well, I don't understand what that means. And they try to explain it to them. They go, well, that's not liberal at all. That sounds pretty conservative. And you go, not really. Although I do side with other conservatives very readily, I'm married to a conservative. And she's really quite nice to me. And I don't want to do anything to make her mad. I'm just mostly a guy that says, you know what, as much as you can keep government out of things. Run your own life. Be your own person. Don't just be like other people. Don't join a mob. And so, you know, anyway, it's been really interesting to see, and we'll see what happens if they can get gas prices down lower. How low do they really want gas prices to get? Because a whole lot of people say, hey, you know, there's a certain price point that we want to see, and we kind of keep supply. We adjust the supply to keep gas prices where we want them to be. And I am enough of a market guy where I go, you know what? I would be the guy that says, don't do that. You know? Anyway. So, tariffs. There was a whole thing about tariffs. Donald Trump has decided that being big on tariffs is a good idea for us. And to a large extent, I agree with him. Our entire government used to be funded by tariffs, almost exclusively. And he's been talking also about getting rid of the income tax. And you're going, you know, if you're going to be rating something by how much you want something to cost, then bring income tax down to zero. You go, you're going to have a lot of people killing themselves trying to get into our country for purely economic reasons, which is wonderful. You know? I don't mind economic refugees. They will come here and tend to work. And do things that we like. Most things consumed in America or in your state or in your community should be produced in America, or your state or your community. I don't want that to sound like if that's me against trade. That's great. However, we don't need people undercutting us for something that we can produce ourselves. I would rather have somebody here producing the things that we need here. I don't care about trade imbalances and stuff like that. That doesn't bother me. I think that's a weird number. I don't even know what that means exactly. It makes people feel like that we owe somebody something, or we're in debt or something like that. You don't know. You know, the current trade imbalance that we do have, with China, for instance, all it says is we tend to buy more Chinese goods than Chinese tend to buy our goods. Trying to balance that out is silly. So the only thing it's useful for is to determine if Americans are being priced out of the American market. If anybody's going to be marking up Chinese products, which is what happens, we got a train right beside us. Perfect for figuring out if we have a noise problem. But we sure didn't last time. Anyway, we don't have to worry about those things. If you're buying up cheap Chinese products and selling them here for a significant price markup, to be honest, I would just assume the federal government do that and use that money to fund what it does. That's what a tariff is. It's just transferring the private sector price markup job and using that to fund government instead. You go, it sounds like a wonderful way to fund government in a way that doesn't immediately, you know, attack your pocketbook or turn just basically import, export, businesses into juggernauts that get to keep all the real money. The market's going to be there one way or the other. It's just a question of what that money is used for. The cost of government is always going to be there. You might as well have something that's always going to be happening, changing hands. You might as well have the, what we could start calling the transactional costs being used to fund government as opposed to funding. Oh, who's a good example of this? Amazon. Basically a commerce middleman. And you go, wouldn't you rather have something like Amazon profits being shuttled into paying for stuff that they would usually tax you for? We've almost, when America basically was started due to unfair taxation without representation. And to be honest, we kind of have that now. We have the worst of both worlds. There are big, huge companies that front the import-export business, pretty much. And we have growing taxes. We're usually taxed 4 or 5 times, Everything we buy has a sales tax on it. Then we have all kinds of fees and stuff like that. We have other taxes for other purposes. And then there's a basic income tax, which just says, hey, we've already taxed you pretty highly. But that's not enough. We actually want to tax you more. It's like, great. Glad to hear it. We're going to do a little security here. Pretty shortly. This is usually a good time to go ahead and stop recording and do something else instead. So I think that's what I'm actually going to do. I'm not saying I'm God's gift to tariffs at all. So, I'm just going to do this. I don't have time to really shut this down properly, keep a good track of it. So we'll just be quiet here for a minute while we take care of this need. So, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hello.
Hello. I am doing just fine, thank you.
Good to go, have a great day.
Thank you, you too. So, now the big question is, do you actually pick up what those guys say? I don't know how directional my mic is. It should be pretty good. It should be pretty unidirectional. It's just supposed to point to my face. But you know what? We shall see. All right. see all these young couples. See, it's fun with airmen. They're all young families. And, you know, most of these people, even high-ranking people, I could easily be their father, sometimes their grandfather. My kids who are in the military, which I have one at the moment, I had three before. One of my kids is trying to get back in the military. And, wow. It's a heck of a thing. But anyway, yeah, I guess I'll call this one tariffs for lack of anything more intelligent to call it. And, anyway. I think tariffs are a wonderful idea if they're done properly. It really has to be, if you're doing tariffs, don't tax people. Because the bad part is, if you don't make that part of the thing, if you just say, I'm sorry, you cannot, you know, if you just say, well, we're going to start doing more tariffs, and you go, well, that's great, because you know what? All the prices of a lot of cheap things will go, you know, will get higher, but they won't necessarily, you know, they'll say, oh, no, we're going to keep taxing you just as much as we ever did. And you're going, wait a minute, the whole thing about tariffs was they were supposed to make it so that I didn't have to worry about, you know, it was going to be one or the other. And they go, oh, no. This is all about making lots and lots of money. So you really have to, I don't know how you do that, so make sure that you only have one and not the other. Everybody tries to make it just seem like it's nothing. And then you go, oh, no, this is something big. So, anyway, I'm going to let this go and talk to you later.